Good afternoon, and you are listening to the Extended News at Noon on WISR. I'm Tyler Frio. We are gearing up for Election Day. It is set for the primary May 17th, and with redistricting for state House races, there are now four House districts here in Butler County. We'll be talking with candidates in competitive Republican primaries throughout the course of the week. Our first guest today is the current state representative for the 11th District, Marcy Mostello, who joins us inside the Next Tier Studios. Good afternoon, Marcy.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
So we'll start with this. Exactly why are you running for re-election?
The reason I ran in the first place was to really build on my experience from my government work and really to help the folks with more of a voice in Harrisburg, where we really didn't have that strong of a voice there. And that's really what I have done. I've been there for 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in June. And I feel that I have accomplished a lot in those 3 years that, you know, it's been a tough 2 years with COVID, as we know, from 2020 until now, and we're still dealing with it, dealing with the fallout from it. The businesses, the closures, the businesses closing, finding funding for them, helping them out. So it's been a tough couple years, but I know I'm in the right position now with the experience that I have in the state that I can move Pennsylvania forward, move Butler County forward as a region, and really to have a stronger and louder voice in Harrisburg. And, you know, we've just building on some of the accomplishments and some of the programs that I really want to see accomplished here in Butler County, especially, I talk about it everywhere I go, I want to see FFA, Future Farmers of America, brought back to Butler County VOTech. We lost it, I believe it was in late 80s, I believe, early 90s, when we lost FFA. And you're seeing a comeback of agriculture. And it is the number one, you know, it's the number one industry here in Pennsylvania. So we have to build on what we have. Energy industry is another one to build on. But with FFA, so many things are happening just within our community with Summit School, where they are doing an outdoor ag program now. They got some funding through Pennsylvania Department of Ag for an outdoor classroom. So it's just to carry that over so students have an interest in where their food comes from, where their milk comes from, not just from the grocery store, from start to finish. So that's really one of the things that that I want to see finished before it's too late. But, you know, just some of the other accomplishments that we've had, the money brought back to the district. That's what it is. We pay a lot in taxes to this Commonwealth. And I think it's time that somebody stands up and brings the money back, whether it's for Preston Park or Ritz Park in the city, whether it's for the roads and the bridges that we need fixed and cleaned up here in Pennsylvania, the Whitestown and Hanson Avenue cross-section down there in Lindora, that's needed fixed for decades. And finally, we got it on the docket. We got some funding for it. So just carrying over the experience that I have through all of my years of service here in this community as a lifelong resident, I know the community pretty well. So just hoping to continue that.
You talk about roads. Those are always one of the chief concerns of citizens whenever it comes to their government, making sure roads and highways are maintained. I wanted to talk about transportation funding because that has been in conversation in Harrisburg, exactly how highways and roads will be funded and maintained in the future. There is currently a proposal by PennDOT to install 9 tolling areas, none here in the county, none in your district. But it brings to mind a larger question of exactly with gas tax revenues actually falling in terms of how much money the state gets from gas tax revenues, how is PennDOT going to be funded in the future? What do you think are viable ways for the state to continue to make sure that roads and highways are well maintained in the future?
Well, you're seeing some influx of federal money right now from the transportation infrastructure bill that was recently passed in Washington, D.C. So some of that money, I hope, is not misappropriated or misused and put in the wrong spot. So, you know, there's funding out there that's available, but we need to make sure that we are spending wisely and we are making cuts where cuts need to be made. There is a decrease in gas tax. I mean, the past 2 years, nobody was on the road. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we're going to lose a lot of money from there. But the need is still there. Obviously, I drive Newcastle Road every day. I drive 422. I drive Route 8. So there is always a need for it. But we've got to make sure that the money that we are getting from the federal government is not going to the wrong projects. And again, that the southwest part of Pennsylvania, Butler County, is a, you know, we always have to talk about it as a region. We can talk about it collectively just as Butler County, but we have to think of it as a region, that we are bringing the money back necessary for our roads and bridges. And yes, there is, you know, the PennDOT has determined on its own, I think it was back in 2012, prior to me coming into the House, that there was a bill passed that gave PennDOT, it was a public-private partnership, that gave PennDOT the authority and this group between the public and the private entities to determine if they want a toll. But there was never any specifics given at the time when this was all unveiled. I know there was one up in Clarion County and then one down in Pittsburgh, down in Allegheny County. I'm not exactly sure where the one in Allegheny County is. I think it's
it was Bridgeville.
Bridgeville, yeah. Down in that area. So there's ways to do it. The last thing I want to see is an increase in taxes, an increase in the gas tax, because it's really not being used. We're seeing a lot more electric vehicles on the roads, mm-hmm. where they are not using the gas, but they are still enjoying the low cost of registrations, low cost of driver's license fees, things like that. So, you know, there's ways to develop an increase and to maybe increase along the way, but I just don't see any increase in taxes, and I don't want to see it because there are cuts that can be made, and really to determine where the federal money is going to be spent and how it's going to be spent, and making sure that we as the legislature have a say in where that money's spent.
We're here with Marcy Mostello. She is the current representative for the 11th House District in the state of Pennsylvania. The election and election laws, that has been much debated over the last 2 years. The constitutionality of Act 77, which was passed with bipartisan support. There have been a lot of folks on the Republican side who have been urging changes to that particular law. Governor candidates saying they would repeal it their first day in office. What changes would you like to see to election laws, and what do you think is realistically on the table in terms of changes that could be made in Harrisburg?
Well, we as a House passed what I thought was a pretty comprehensive bill in H.R. 1300 and again in 1800. And what it included was voter ID, which everybody, everywhere we go now, we have to show ID. I go to the bank, I go to hotels, I go to anywhere where I want to get a check cash, where I want to get anything done, even if I want to get into a building down in Pittsburgh, I have to show ID. So voter ID really is the number one issue that we have. Signature verification on absentee ballot forms, anything like that. I know there's been talk about no excuse absentee ballots, the elimination of that. We're still going to have absentee ballots. So there's, you know, it's kind of a play on words.
And what do you say to the voter who's like, you know what, I work 9 to 5. I've got kids that I got to run to baseball practice afterwards. It's tough for me to get to the polls and vote. Because that's the argument for no excuse mail-in ballot, is that it is easy for those folks to actually cast a ballot.
It is. And we still have absentee ballots. We are not eliminating absentee ballots. It's just the no excuse, which, you know, really it's, I want to vote. If I want to vote, it's my right to vote. Whether I'm in the county, whether I'm not in the county, if I'm sick, if I'm out of town for work, I still have that right to vote. So absentee balloting is not going away. The other talk, I'm sure you've been reading a lot, the elimination of drop boxes that were placed mm-hmm. during the 2020 election. I think they called it Zuckerbucks. Mark Zuckerberg had tens of millions of dollars had flowed into the Commonwealth, especially in Philadelphia and I believe Erie in Allegheny counties, where money was given for these drop boxes, and there was really no security on those. So I believe the Senate just passed a bill out of, I think it was on the Senate floor actually when it passed, to eliminate drop boxes. So there are ways, there are items that we are working on. The comprehensive bill that we passed, what in my opinion was a very good bill that the governor vetoed, because it's all of these little things that I'm talking about. So now we're just trying to piecemeal it as we go. And you know, really, we just want to make sure that people know that their elections are free and fair, that their votes are counted properly. And Butler County, I have faith in Butler County, obviously, that they have done the right thing. We've got a great board of commissioners. And really, it's hard to, obviously I cannot speak for what happens in Philadelphia County, Allegheny County, Erie County, but in Butler, I am very confident that we have free and fair elections here. But those are just some of the items that were in that comprehensive bill that I discussed with the voter ID, signature verifications, elimination drop boxes. So those are just some ways that we can really make the voters feel a lot more confident that their vote is being counted and it's being recorded.
Education has also become a highly discussed issue in this year's election, whether it's at a national level with federal races or in statewide races. What is your view of the public school system? There are advocates out there who want more money to go to public schools. There are those who are advocating for more school choice. What's your view of exactly how education should look in K-12 in Pennsylvania?
I'm a product of public schools. I went to Butler High School from the time kindergarten at Bon Air School until high school at Butler Area School District up at the high school. So there is a place for public education. There's also a place for private education. But I really think parents should have more of a say as to where their child is educated, where they want to send their child, but still properly funding the public schools, which they do get a significant amount. They have been getting money from the pandemic relief, from the federal government, from the states. So they are getting the funding necessary, whether it's for security programs, at the school districts. But I think we have a very, very good public education system, but that should not take away from what the parents want to decide for their child. And to, possibly increase EITC credits for them, for the parents to choose where they want to send their children. Maybe they want to send them to a Catholic school. Maybe they hold very strong religious beliefs that they want to send them to a Catholic school. So I really don't think it's, up to any large group to say, no, your child has to go to this school. I really think it's up to the parents as to where they want to send their child.
So does that look, I know regionally we have a few religious small institutions here, primarily K-8. There is North Catholic High School, but those options do become limited as you get to the high school. So when you talk about school choice, I've always tried to figure out exactly what institutions are viable to send these children to. I mean, if someone is growing up on Broad Street, does that mean they get to send them to McQuistian?
No, but there's also cyber. Okay. Cyber schools, charter schools that they can send to. Now, those are not close to Butler. Mm-hmm. They do have to bust them out, but there are options out there. Is that what you were?
Kind of. Basically, what is option two? We hear about school choice, and I don't understand where. I've never comprehended where the second school is.
Right, exactly. It's a cyber charter, charter schools, if they are a brick and mortar school. The closest one, I believe, we have one of the ones is down in Beaver County, Lincoln Park, if you're familiar with that one. Yeah. Down in, I think it's Midland, mm-hmm. down in Beaver County. But those are some of the choices. Other than religious institutions like North Catholic, like you mentioned, Central Catholic down in Allegheny County. But we do have cyber charter and charter schools that are available.
We've got just about 90 seconds remaining here. Essentially, what's your final pitch to voters in the 11th district?
Really, I would just, it's been an honor of a lifetime, really, to serve the people of this county and really the district of the 11th district. And I just want to carry on my history of service. We were open during the entire pandemic. I was answering phone calls. I was hearing directly from the business owners whose businesses were shut down when they were crying to me. They couldn't afford their rental payments. But that's really what we're there for, is service to this community. And I think I've proved it with bringing money back, with legislation that I had passed in really a decent turnaround time when I renamed Knox School District, which was up to the school district itself. Dr. Foley came to me, wanted a change in the education code. So we got it done for them. Obviously, we had to wait a couple years because of the pandemic, but it still happened. So really, it's just making sure that people are heard in Harrisburg. I've always said, I am the voice for you in Harrisburg. I do not come back here from Harrisburg and tell you what to do in your business. I do not tell Butler Radio Group what to do. They tell me, Marcy, we really need help with this. Can you please try to change this? Whether it's, you know, local breweries, gas and oil companies that want to drill further, that want to expand getting our energy out to the world, out to the United States, making sure that we have the ports available for them in the eastern part of the state, that that we, you know, bring those liquid natural gas, you know, ships in that we can export. We have such a great resource under our feet that so few people really understand how safe it is to extract it and really get it out to parts of the nation and internationally who need it. So I just want to continue to build on really what my service has been to this county and this community. And I really, you know, look forward to continuing to serve the people of Butler County. And I would ask for their vote on May 17th.
Republican candidate for state representative, Marcy Mostello. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
We'll have our continued coverage of the 11th district coming up right after this.